Angie McMahon hier auf Lux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag, die übrigens am 5.6. kann man schon mal sagen, zum ersten Mal in Deutschland spielen wird und dann auch noch im Fluxbau beim Bergfest. Das ist noch ein Monat hin. Wir sprechen jetzt aber über die nähere Zukunft, denn heute Abend beim Bergfest wird ein Herr auf der Bühne stehen, über den ich mich sehr freue, dass er es geschafft hat, hier die Treppen hochzukommen aus dem Fluxbau. Und zwar Shea Barber. Hallo.
Hallo.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
So are you doing good?
I'm doing very good.
Soundcheck went well?
Yes, I'm ready to play the show tonight at Fluxbau. I'm ready.
Do you like the venue?
Yeah, I do. It's smaller and more intimate, I think, mm-hmm. which suits me because, I don't know, I just like to, I'm playing a more kind of calmer, intimate set. I'm doing some songs acoustically and it's going to be calmer. So I think it works for a smaller place. You know what I mean?
Do you like it better playing cozier venues, or is it?
I like it better for the music. I think it's better, but me myself, I get more nervous the smaller it is. Actually, mm-hmm. the bigger it is, I get less nervous because then I just think nobody gives a damn anyway.
Yeah. You know? And you recognize every single face in front of you in a smaller venue.
That's
sorry for that for remembering.
Yeah. That's intense. Yes.
Also, er ist auf jeden Fall zufrieden. Soundcheck ist durch. Er ist natürlich aufgeregt, weil in so kleinen Venues, da sieht man natürlich jeden Einzelnen, der vor einem steht. Große Massen, die einem vor einem stehen, die verschmelzen dann so ein bisschen. So, let's talk about you. The first thing I heard about you is that your album, which is coming out on Friday, was made in total isolation. You mm-hmm. isolated yourself and it took 2 years.
Actually it took 3 years, more like three years. Yeah. A lot of it was me spending all that time trying to figure out how to do things and how to produce and how to, like, I came into songwriting and singing and everything kind of late. So I didn't really have a background in it. And I was in a band for a while and it just didn't work out. And after the band broke up, it was just, I just had to figure out how to do everything. And that took me a while. And I was insecure about that process for a while. So that also took a while to get over that insecurity. So yeah, all in all, it was like, it was almost, it wasn't necessarily took 3 years to make the album. It was like took 3 years to make an album and to learn my craft.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. So. Learning by doing.
Yeah.
Ja, also sein Debütalbum hat er tatsächlich in völliger Isolation innerhalb von 3 Jahren geschrieben. Das liegt auch ein bisschen daran, dass es sein Debütalbum ist, dass er sein Handwerk erstmal lernen muss. Er hat zwar in Bands gespielt, aber jetzt selbst hat er sich das quasi so learning by doing selbst beigebracht und hat das dann auch durchgezogen. But totally isolated? I mean, you never showed your material to other people?
No. I mean, one of my best friends and my manager, Sid, he's the only person I would show it to, mm-hmm. And my girlfriend. But even with my girlfriend and Sid, I would not show things. You know, I was weird about things for a while, and now I'm pretty open and relaxed about everything I just share. But it took me a while.
Also es hat ein bisschen lange gedauert. Er hat es tatsächlich nur seinem besten Freund, der auch gleichzeitig sein Manager ist, und seiner Freundin gezeigt. Aber das selbst war irgendwie komisch für ihn. How does that feel to make slow music, I'd say, in a world where music is almost like fashion and food very fast?
there's give and takes. So taking a lot of time to make music, I believe in my process. I believe that to get through all the details, it takes a while for me. And to really, really hone in on exactly what I want it to sound like and say. But at the same time, I think there's a good thing about having a fast pace and doing something and being like, okay, this is good. And okay, let's just put it out. You know what I mean? I think that's good. And I haven't done that yet. And I actually think I'm going to do that on the next album.
More. Okay. Aha. Also er hat natürlich in einer Welt, in der momentan ist Musik wahnsinnig schnell ist, genauso wie eine Mode und Essen und so, ist alles irgendwie ganz, ganz schnell, hat er sich für den langsameren Weg entschieden, hat aber in der Zeit auch ganz viel gelernt und hat auch erkannt, dass manche Prozesse, die da so ablaufen bei der Produktion eines Albums, auch sehr, sehr viel schneller gehen können. So, and you said, you told me that you are currently working on the second album, but before we talk about that, yes. Let's listen to a song from your upcoming album. Das Album wird heißen Requiem, das kommt am Freitag und heute Abend zu hören auch dieser Song hier auf der Bühne, I Want It All. What a voice. Shea Baba auf Flux FM mit I Want It All. Und diese Stimme könnt ihr heute Abend auch live erleben, und zwar im Fluxbau beim Bergfest. Oder jetzt, wenn er seinen Mund aufmacht. Shea Baba ist nämlich nur hier. Hello.
Hello.
I said, what a voice.
Whatever you said sounded really exciting and great. So that's good to hear.
I just said that you're tonight can be seen live on stage at Fluxbau.
Okay.
This song got a really great music video, and you put out some other music videos, which made me ask you, are you into the film scene as well? Because it's so cineastic what you put out.
To be honest, I'm not. I am a lot more interested in being a bigger part of my music videos and just sort of directing the vision for it and all that sort of stuff. But this time around, I work with a guy named David Hellman who did all the videos, and he's incredible. So, you know, we talked in the beginning about what we wanted to do, and I had more emotional qualities that I wanted to capture in the videos. And he helped just sort of write a treatment and sort of understand what that can actually look like.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then we shot it in Kiev, Ukraine. So.
Okay. How does that come? Because the...
Well, I mean, he was location scouting, and I think that it was like a combination of that plus like the budgeting is good there.
Yeah.
But the location itself was kind of like very moody. It was like gray skies, but beautiful, industrial too. Mm-hmm. It just kind of had all these like elements that kind of work with the music. I don't know if that was intentional or not, you know what I mean? So, but it just kind of worked.
Ja. Also er hat auch zu diesem Song, den wir gerade gehört haben, wirklich fantastisches Video. Auch alle Videos, die er bisher rausgebracht hat, wirklich sehr, sehr große Bilder. Er hat mit David Hellman zusammengearbeitet, und der hat dann Location Scouting gemacht. Das Ganze wurde in der Ukraine gedreht, und er ist da in seiner Videoproduktion auf jeden Fall eher so der, die Gefühle vermittelt, er so ein bisschen beschreiben kann, wie das Ganze aussehen soll, und das ist scheinbar eine gute Kombination gewesen. Das Video kann man sich auf jeden Fall mal reinziehen. When it comes to see you live, what can we expect tonight?
You can expect a mellow, sort of like more intimate, I want to say emotional set. You can expect me to have my eyes closed for
most of the time.
I feel more comfortable that way. I'll play even some unheard material that's not even off the album. So,
oh really?
Yeah, I'll play around. We'll see. We'll see what I play and what I don't play. But I like to do that sometimes. So yeah.
Nice. Also da gibt's heute Abend auf jeden Fall einen Vorgeschmack auf das neue Album Requiem. Das kommt ja am Freitag erst raus. Dann wird es auch Songs geben, die gar nicht auf dem Album vertreten sind. And you told me that you're working on the second album.
Yes.
And the first album isn't out yet.
Yeah.
So how does that come? Because you don't want to go that slow this time?
Sure. It's exactly that. I mean, well, also I've been sort of sitting on this album for a while. It's been done. It's been done for a while.
Yep.
So naturally I just was thinking about the next thing, and I've already been investing time in that. And I also have a mixtape that I did during that time, and I put it up on YouTube, and I basically took some of other people's productions, just other songs and instrumentals, and I just made my own songs over them, just like normal mixtape. So I did that, and then I just focused on the second album after I did the mixtape.
Yeah.
So that was all after I had already finished the first album, which I know is not out for technically right now, but it's in my mind, it's been done for a while.
Yeah. Okay. So. Also er arbeitet jetzt schon an einem zweiten Album. Das liegt aber auch einfach daran, dass das erste Album, das jetzt am Freitag rauskommt, so ein bisschen liegt und so ein bisschen schon fertig ist quasi, und er das im Kopf ja dann schon abgeschlossen hat als Sache an sich, und deswegen hat er dann danach noch ein Mixtape gemacht, auch wo andere Künstler zu hören sind. Danach hat er dann eigentlich schon angefangen, einfach an dem zweiten Album zu arbeiten, das jetzt nicht so lange brauchen wird, bis es dann im Endeffekt rauskommt. So, we are excited for tonight. You too?
I'm excited.
So is it your first time here in Berlin?
It is my second time playing in Berlin. I played with Bob Moses. I opened for them. What was it called? Funkhouse. Yes, Funkhouse. Yes.
Funkhouse.
It was a beautiful venue. And that was it was an amazing show, and I've always had a good vibe.
I can tell you that it's a good vibe in our Fluxbau Every night.
Amazing. Yes. Amazing. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. So, Freunde, kommt vorbei heute Abend natürlich. Es ist für umsonst. Ihr könnt da einfach vorbeikommen im Fluxbau beim Bergfest und Shea Barber live sehen. Your time is like around about 20:30?
Yes.
8:30?
Yes.
Ja. Also 20:30 ungefähr wird er dann auf der Bühne stehen. Ab 18 Uhr geht es los und wir hören jetzt noch einen Song. And I say thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate it, kid.
What? The albums are Freddy, yeah. Okay, ich habe es gerade eben noch einsouffliert bekommen. Yeah, I said it. I said it like 3 times. Welcome. Also, Album kommt dann am Freitag, den Vorgeschmack gibt's heute. Requiem wird's heißen und wir hören jetzt noch Vertigo von Shea Barber. Thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it.